It is April 18th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. There is a bit of deflation running through the NFT market, particularly with the NFT of Jack Dorsey's first tweet dropping from $2.9 million to just under $14,000, according to a Wall Street Journal story. There's a bid for the Dorsey tweet just under $14,000, which is quite a drop. It is a good thing we don't have NFTs as part of CPI. Elon Musk has just been branded a liar by a judge in the case involving his statements taking Tesla private. The judge ruled the statements were false and misleading. The court held that he recklessly made the statements with knowledge as to their falsity, Reuters reported. That sounds like lying to me. That is not the kind of person I want to be the owner of Twitter, just an FYI. One of the important things to be able to do is to change your mind when the situation changes. President Biden is reportedly allowing the U.S. to resume oil and gas drilling on public land, despite having promised not to allow drilling as a campaign pledge. Now, you could be cynical and say he was lying, but that would be politics. The situation has changed, and the greater good now calls for greater energy production in the short term, even if it means going back on a campaign pledge. The ability to rethink and relearn is not easy, but it is an important skill. Try the book Think Again by Adam Grant to learn about the subject. The Global Cybersecurity Initiative 2022 Annual Conference in Chicago is on April 26, starting at 8:30 a.m. at the Illinois Technology Kent School of Law. The Global Cybersecurity Initiative, an annual cybersecurity summit, is hosted by the Illinois Institute of Technology and the Pan-Asian American Business Council. For more information about the conference and to register, go to a link in today's newsletter. The G-Card April 2022 newsletter is available online now and features articles by Nick Wasserman, Ron Miller, PE, MBA, CEM, REP, John Lothian, that would be me, Blue Putnam of the CME, and Arthur Yu. The newsletter also includes interviews with Chris Kalger and Sharon Hyman Weintraub, as well as news on the G-Card's new editorial advisory board member, David Fife. In addition, the latest newsletter includes a presentation by Dr. Tom Brady. I love Eurex's sense of humor. It was on display on LinkedIn over the weekend with this pun-filled post. In case you were wondering if we're swapping our Eurexcellent puns for excellent this Easter, then yes, you're right. We're absolutely. Happy Easter from the Your Eggs team. Lindsay Patterson has been promoted to account executive with Forefront Communications Group, Inc. Lindsay is a graduate of Fordham University with degrees in American Studies and Journalism. Congratulations, Lindsay. New CFTC Commissioner Summer Mersinger posted a tribute to her former boss, Dawn Stump, who just left the CFTC when Carolyn Pham was sworn in as a commissioner. It was a classy move by Commissioner Mersinger. There is snow in Elmhurst this morning, and in Wisconsin, some schools are closed due to the spring storm. But it is time to start thinking about getting on your bike again. So the New York Times has a helpful article, Six Exercises for Mountain Bike Newbies and Veterans, that they bill as helping you avoid cycling injuries and improve performance. I so want to get back on my mountain bike again and ride the prairies and plains of Illinois. Thank you to Doug Ashburn for his donation to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign, and best of luck to him as he starts his first day of work at Britannica today. Good luck, Doug. I am more than halfway done with my radiation treatments for prostate cancer and surprised by how well I'm feeling. I could use more sleep and exercise, but otherwise I'm feeling pretty good. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's From the Spread. Alex Perry's Optiontopia takes a look at this week's options news highlights. FEX Global suspends Argus futures and options contracts. CME Group makes leadership changes. ICE expands ESG efforts. Watch our Term of the Week from Euronext on johnlothiannews.com. We also have the Catherine Clay video from FIA Boca 2022. Catherine Clay on how Cboe Global Markets is a different company now at Boca 2022. Cboe Global Markets is a very different company today than it was the last time people gathered at FIA Boca, said Catherine Clay, the company's chief executive vice president, global head of data and access solutions. Cboe has made a number of strategic fintech acquisitions in recent years, acquiring Hanweck Associates, a real-time risk analytics company, FT Options, a portfolio management company, and Trade Alert, a distributor of market intelligence, in 2020, and acquiring the Canadian fintech company Neo and the digital asset spot market ErisX in 2021. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Here's how we can eat our chocolate with a little less guilt. Enjoy your chocolate bunnies today, but spare a thought or two for global warming, ethical farming, and your calorie intake. Happy Easter! Maybe this column will find you enjoying the long weekend and spring weather with loved ones, or maybe it will find you in full goblin mode, scarfing down chocolate bunnies in the sweatpants you first wore on Friday and haven't taken off since. My comment. This is a present for you, so you don't feel bad eating all that Easter chocolate. Here's a link for my favorite chocolate Easter bunny joke image. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Single mom sues coding bootcamp over job placement rates. A single mom who signed up for a $30,000 income share agreement at a for-profit coding bootcamp has filed a lawsuit in California, alleging she entered the agreement under false pretenses. My comment, coding camps were the sure thing. Maybe not. Here's a press release from CoinFlip. CoinFlip named official presenting sponsor of Think Chicago 2022 in partnership with World Business Chicago. CoinFlip will participate in events for university students. CoinFlip, a leading financial services platform focused on the digital economy, announces today its presenting sponsorship of Think Chicago, a national STEM talent attraction and retention program led by World Business Chicago. Through this sponsorship, CoinFlip will support, present, and organize various Think Chicago events to connect with the university students and educate them about the opportunities within the fintech industry. The partnership further enhances CoinFlip's commitment to giving back and serving its hometown base of operations in Chicago. My comment, CoinFlip was a trading strategy used for years in the Chicago markets. Interesting name for a financial services platform. Here's a story from Symphony. MoneyNet launches Scout, a next-generation financial data analytics and chat platform for retail investors. Scout is a web-based financial data and analysis platform powered by MoneyNet, featuring Scout Chat, an online chat community delivered by Symphony. MoneyNet, a financial data and analytics company, announced today that it has launched Scout, a web-based financial platform for retail investors. Available immediately, the platform features a new online community, Scout Chat, a unique forum for investors of all experience levels. My comment, The Scout Chat includes a tent feature where the Scouts chat in the tent and keep the leaders up all night. Oh, that's a different kind of Scout Chat. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most clicked story on Friday was the picture of Carolyn Pham sworn in as a new CFTC commissioner on John's LinkedIn page. Second was a video interview of Citadel CEO Ken Griffin on Bloomberg TV. Third was the page to donate to Fleur Schott's fundraiser for Summer Bluefish, a program that provides free swimming lessons to underserved youth. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the New York Times, Gary Gensler reflects on his first year as SEC as SEC chair. Quote, no one could be really prepared for a job like this, unquote, the nation's top markets regulator said. Almost exactly 1 year ago, Gary Gensler was confirmed as chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission. The Senate approved him in a 53-45 vote, with nearly all the Republicans opposing Mr. Gensler, a former Goldman Sachs executive and veteran of the Clinton and Obama administrations, who had voiced support for tougher reporting rules for public companies. Here's a story from Fortune. The NFT thingy is starting to burst, warns guru whose black swan theory foresaw 2007 financial crisis. The NFT bubble is beginning to burst, says the man who was one of the few to see the 2007-2008 financial crisis coming in a book some consider one of the most influential since World War II. The NFT thingy is starting to burst. Nassim Nicholas Taleb, author of the 2010 New York Times bestseller The Black Swan, tweeted Saturday, all you need is higher interest rates for things that make no sense to start making no sense. And then finally, here's a story from the Financial Times. Long COVID, the invisible public health crisis fueling labor shortages, many people with lingering symptoms of COVID-19 have been forced to leave the workforce entirely. Can businesses create policies to help? When Katie Lizelle Fairman returned to work after recovering from a COVID-19 infection, she quickly discovered that the virus had taken a much heavier toll on her body than she initially realized. I woke up suddenly feeling incredibly exhausted, dizzy. My heart rate was 135 beats per minute standing, 140 to 150 walking, says the 35-year-old, a data scientist from New York. I couldn't think straight and struggled to code on my laptop. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian News email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.